The following is a presentation of the Premier Dance Network.
Hi everyone, Kimberly Falker here, the founder and CEO of the Premier Dance Network, the only podcast network dedicated solely to the world of dance. And welcome to the Katherine Morgan Show. But before we get started with today's episode, I'd like to take a moment to share a word from our sponsor. Body Wrappers, Angela Luzio, is happy to be the proud sponsor of the Premier Dance Network. Body Wrappers, Angela Luzio, is known for its fine total stretch tights and Angela Luzio shoes. Tyler Peck, principal dancer with the New York City Ballet, is its spokesperson and designer of Tyler Peck designs for Premier. It takes a dancer who wears a leotard all day to know what is best in a leotard. So Tyler's beautiful original leotard designs fit perfectly, are ideal for class, rehearsal, or performance, and move well with the body won't ride up in the back. Body Wrappers makes additional apparel for all types of dance that includes ballet, jazz, modern, lyrical, hip-hop, tap, team, liturgical, performance wear for competition and recital, as well as Angela Luzio shoes. You may view all the products at www.bodywrappers.com, or to purchase Tyler Peck Designs by Body Wrappers, go to dancewearcorner.com or your favorite online dance apparel retailer for all their products.
So now we're going to jump back. What was the decision? How did you guys decide, all right, yes, we're going to stay for the year once I was asked? Was there ever a doubt in your mind? Like, what now when you have, like, let's say 16 and up or 15 and up, because I even think for auditions, you always have like 14 and under and then 15 and up. So even by the auditions themselves, you see that 15 and up is a whole different ballgame.
It's a whole different ballgame.
Yeah.
They're looking at you.
Yeah.
No matter what school, no matter what place. And what you have is a 15-year-old, here's the operative word here, child.
Yeah.
Being looked at as an asset for a ballet company, which is, as my husband always says, it's a business.
Yeah. Yeah.
They don't want somebody who can't handle it. They don't want somebody who's got a problem. They don't want somebody who's got an eating disorder. They don't want somebody who's too bossy, sassy, doesn't have a good work ethic. And
it's not just about the dancing.
It's not just about the dancing.
Mm-hmm.
So I think you, as the parent, have to remember, okay, this is not just a child. This is my child. And I have to protect her. I have to shield,
or him.
Shield,
yeah.
Yes, absolutely. Shield her, but not protect her. I have to deflect the arrows being thrown or the good things being thrown sometimes that's all too much. And, you know, you can't let that ego, you can't let that ego totally overtake. If it's good things, you can't let it totally overtake. Yes, it's a good thing to get asked, but is that a good thing for my child? Is she ready to go? If she has to go alone, that's a whole different story than if you're going to be able to go with her, even just for a little while, even just for maybe, let's say you go to the summer intensive someplace and they say, we want you to stay for the year. And if you can last through Christmas with her, that would make a huge difference. She gets a good start. She finds out where she is in the school, where she stands, if this would be a good thing for her, and if she even likes it. And then at the end of the year, she could say, let's go home and be an architect.
Yeah.
Or I want to start playing soccer. Or whatever it is, I want to be a dancer. This is great for me. It's a good fit for me. Or even, yes, I still want to be a dancer, but I don't think this school is where I should be.
Yeah, and I think that's the other thing. A lot, 15 and 16-year-olds, I remember it especially, they are so preoccupied, especially nowadays with social media, of what their friends are doing. Well, my friend is doing this. Well, so-and-so is doing this. Well, so-and-so is doing this. I think you have to make it clear to them that you need to make a plan and decide what's best for your family, what's best for you, whether you can come with her or not. And if you can't come with her, make sure you stay in touch with her and ask her how it's going.
Or him.
Especially the boys, actually.
Yes, I think so, too.
And regularly, like if you can't go up with her, regularly talk to her and have her feel that she can be honest with you instead of feel like, oh, it's going all perfectly and then feel guilty because you're paying for it.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
I think you have to.
Because they may take you for the year, but there's a 90% chance, especially with ballet now, unless you're a boy, you're going to be paying for that.
Yeah.
You're going to be paying for that. They may put somebody on a scholarship full time all year. But and they, I'm sure they give out a certain number just because they have to give out a certain number, or it's.
I think like SAB, all boys were on scholarship and no girls were on scholarship.
That could be.
I don't know if it's still the same way.
But I know that the summer course is not the same as the year-round course, mm-hmm. and that scholarships are not
freely given.
No, not freely given to girls. And I'm certain it's like that for every ballet school because mm-hmm. it's a business. Mm-hmm. You know, it is a business.
Because they know if you say, well, we don't want to pay for that, someone else will.
Yes, exactly. You know? There's somebody else who's dying to get your spot and will be happy to pay whatever.
And I think as the kid, sometimes you feel guilty. Well, my parents are paying for this, but I'm totally miserable. This isn't working for me. I'm not happy. You know, obviously, like we said earlier, they need to commit and finish the year. But I think stay on top of them and say, look, is this going well? Because if, let me tell you, from a dancer's perspective, in ballet school, you are nurtured. In ballet school, you are helped along. You can turn to them. You can ask questions. The minute you get into a company, it is sink or swim. So if they are not happy in ballet school, they're not going to be happy in a company. I tell you that right now.
And let me say this. When you get into a ballet school and you're away from home, I think that all bets are off as far as making them last out the year. Mm-hmm. If something's going wrong, mm-hmm. I don't know, there's a lot of press out about a lot of things right now, and I'm not talking even about any of that stuff, but if there's any kind of bullying, any kind of anything that she just can't take, and she or he says, I just can't take it. It's just the competition is incredible and I can't take it anymore. And I'm not the best, but I'm not the worst, but I just can't handle it. I just don't want to do it anymore. Be sure that they can tell you that. And I know that's really hard to do because they're going to tell you whatever they want to tell you, but
teenagers,
go ahead and say that to them. I want you to tell me not where you are, but if you're comfortable where you are and if you're okay. Is there any bullying? Are you having any kind of problem? Because if you are, I want to know about it.
There's no need for them to stay in that environment.
There's no need to stay in. That's not a, well, I'm sorry, but you need to last out the year and
you
see. That's ballet school at home. That's not ballet school
away.
That's totally different.
That's totally different. And I, you know, I think we did what worked for us, which is Mom came up with me, and thank you for doing that. I've said that a million times.
You're
I
welcome.
Mean, I would, who knows where we'd be right now if, because I was not the kid. I did not have the temperament that I would have done well in a dorm.
No,
I don't think I would
have
done
well
in a dorm.
I knew that. And I think it's lots of times, you know, lots of times an only child is just fine doing that. But Kay was, it's hard to believe, she's all over social media, but, and which is always still astounding to me. But she was extremely shy.
Yeah, painfully.
Painfully. It was totally painful. And not so much now, but she still is
I'm an introvert.
An introvert, without any doubt.
I mean, you have to remember when I shoot the YouTube videos or do this, there's nobody actually sitting here right now.
We've
got Carson snoring. We got the laundry going.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're looking outside at those azaleas blooming.
Yeah,
that's
nice.
It's no big deal.
But there's no, actually, I'm not speaking in reality in front of millions of people.
Well, that's the other thing. I was always surprised you could get on that stage in front of 2,000 people in a leotard when you can't walk up to the guy in Duane Reade and ask him where a box of pencils were or whatever. And it was so surprising to me all the time.
And I think it's because you have to remember, anybody who dances has that little bit of an artsy brain. And being on stage or whatever, they are so good.
Okay. Wait a minute. A little bit?
Okay, a lot of an artsy brain. And so they're comfortable on stage and this and that, but in reality, they probably are a little bit shy. They internalize things.
They take things that aren't serious
and turn them into
very serious things.
Yeah. So you have to just know. I think more than any other profession, a parent of a dancer has to know how to read their kid.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And it's really hard to do. And lots of times I got it right, and lots of times I didn't.
Yeah.
And you know, I had to backstroke. And you did too because you weren't sharing or
and it's
whatever.
A learning process and you're going to make mistakes. And, you know, I mean, the other thing I want to stress, this is the last thing. You as a parent, you cannot sit there and say, all right, well, Katie got a scholarship at 16 to SAB. So my kid has to get a scholarship to SAB at 16. Tyler Peck got in the company at 15. So, oh, my kid's already late. Oh, so-and-so got this. So my kid, you have to take your own kid's journey the way it is. You can't kind of compare your journey to anybody else because you might not want mine. I left New York City Ballet at 22. So maybe 23. So you can't, 23? Say she knows. So I don't know. So you can't sit there and worry about every other kid and every other this and this and that. You have to just, am I right? I mean.
Absolutely.
You make right. yourself nuts.
You cannot, what is that someone says? Comparison is the kiss of death.
Yeah.
And I think it is. I really.
Because you'll never be happy.
You'll never be happy. Mm-hmm. You'll never be happy. And there's a lot of jealousy in before you get in the company. I think it's much worse as far as the bullying and the personal jealousy. Like
at ballet school is worse than the company.
Ballet school
Absolutely.
Is much worse than
Absolutely.
The company. Pretty much in the company, you know you're not going to be able to do those however many foyers there are
32.
For Black Swan. 32 for Black Swan. And so you say, I'm not
going to
get that role.
Yeah. I think professionals know where they stand because you're around the same people all the time. Uh-huh. And they know how to, yeah, but at a school,
it's intense. It's intense at a big school or a little school, you know. We live in Mobile, Alabama, a pretty small town, and it got intense.
Very.
It got intense. We were happy to leave to go to another ballet school, but we were also, you were finished here.
Yeah.
You were done.
Yeah, and that's the other thing. If you, as you see your child, I encourage you this, parents, if your child wants to be a professional dancer and they are talented and they are the best in their class, I highly encourage you to look for another school because they're not being challenged. They're not being pushed. You don't want them to feel like, oh, well, I can just show up every day and I'm the best. So it doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm. Because that will eventually happen.
Yeah.
And if they really do want to be a dancer, and there was, believe me when I tell you, there was never a doubt in our mind. Never a doubt. It happened really young. It's like she just popped onto this earth saying she wanted to be a dancer. And she never faltered from that.
And that's not always the case with
no,
everybody.
No, that's not the case. But
yeah. I mean, it was the only thing I ever wanted to do. And it was obvious.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It was very obvious. But especially by the time you really were ready to leave and go to a bigger school, it was obvious by then. And we had had enough people independent of you and I or even anybody at ballet school here tell us that. So we'd had a lot of people tell us that. And at the same time, you still need to think about it.
Mm-hmm.
It's still a – it is not – and easy.
That's the
life.
Other thing I want to say to parents. A lot of my listeners and students, if you're listening to this, who are having trouble with your parents, not thinking this is a real career or unsure about it, parents, this is an absolutely legitimate career. You get paid. You get benefits. It is an all-consuming career. It's not just, oh, but what's your real job?
Exactly.
And I mean,
we certainly had a lot. I've had a lot of people ask me that.
Yeah.
But what does she do? No. She's a ballet dancer at New York City Ballet. So she's twinkled. She's up on her toes all the time. And I'm like, you know, struggling.
Yeah, like, okay.
Yeah, struggling to not say, listen, buddy.
Yeah. You try it.
Let me see you try it for 5 seconds. Oh, no, not in those shoes.
Yeah.
Let me go get you the
Or you've had
shoes.
Somebody say to you, so ballet's hard?
Exactly.
Or ballet hurts? Yeah. So it's a legitimate career. I mean, and it's a very rewarding one. It's not easy, but it's well worth it if they can do it. But I think you have to just be more aware of what your child's going through than a lot of other things.
Absolutely.
So
that's at all ages too.
So if you could give, to wrap up, top four tips to parents of dancers.
All right. Number one is be supportive without being the hovering helicopter. That would be number one. Try to be supportive of them and remember that it's their dance. They're the ones at the bar. They're the ones practicing. They're the ones rehearsing for whatever part they're taking. Mm-hmm. They're the ones who are in ballet school every day. It's not all about you. You just get to suffer.
Yeah. Because also at the end of the day, they're the ones that if you try and do it for them, it's never going to happen. They have to do it.
Or if you get all upset because they didn't get in some school or they didn't even get into a program that you wanted them to get in or they aren't doing whatever it is that you want them to do, try to remember that there very well might be a reason for that. Mm-hmm. And it might be that they don't want to do this anymore. Or usually, don't wait forever. I've also seen people just wait until their child is so far down that they're not going to come back from that. They should have seen that 2 years ago, that so-and-so didn't want to do this thing. Mm-hmm. Maybe she wanted to go off to college. Maybe she wanted to whatever. Be a teacher or just have a normal life or have normal college experience and a normal life.
So be supportive but not
hovering.
Okay.
Two.
I'm holding up fingers behind the microphone. Number two. What's behind door number two?
Always keep the lines of communication open.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter if they're mad at you or if you're mad at them. This is what I'm going to say. This probably should have been number one. Nothing in the world is worth losing your daughter over. And I put that in quotes, losing.
Or especially in the case of Valley, your son.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Nothing is worth losing a child over. And because you don't agree or you don't want them to do this or you want them to do it so badly or whatever the problem is, nothing is worth losing your child over. Mm-hmm. And that would be number two, keep the lines of communication open. And you know, if you've had a fight or something, go back to them and say that you're sorry. Yeah. I'm so sorry we had that argument. I can't believe I got so upset. I'm so sorry, Katie. You know, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. Katie and I would have a knockdown drag out. We would be raising the roof on our apartment for about 5 minutes.
And then you would be like, I hate you. Oh, I totally forgot to tell you. Like,
oh, I love that lipstick you just got. Thank you so much. I'm really appreciative of that. We just kind of have to get it out
and
or something.
That's also part of being 16.
Yes. I think that 6 and 16 were the big ones for me anyway. It's like, whoa. But lines of communication, no matter what. Mm-hmm. Number three. I think that you need to try and read your child. Reading your child, it would be number three. Figuring out where you think, if you think they're happy, if you think they're not happy, if you think they're good at this, mm-hmm. if you think they're not good at this. Mm-hmm. And by saying that they're good at this, I mean, you've got signs other than just you think she looks absolutely stunning doing the junior regional version of Sleeping Beauty, and she's the third fairy from the left.
Because every parent should be proud of their...
Every parent should be so proud, and they look wonderful, and it's great. But you're doing the regional junior thing of the third fairy from the left. She's coming home every night saying she wants to be a professional dancer. You take her to summer program auditions, and she gets into 1 out of 6. Maybe this isn't what she should be doing. Mm-hmm. Maybe she should be dancing and having the best time of her life and being the third fairy from the left. Fantastic. I'll tell you right now, I couldn't even be in the background, just sitting on a chair.
Waving your arm.
What do you call those people?
The supers?
Yeah.
The background people?
No way.
The peasant people?
I couldn't even do that. But
because anybody can take ballet, anybody can enjoy ballet, no matter what age you are.
And I think it's an excellent thing for everybody to get to do. I think it's wonderful.
But in terms of can you become professional? Because if they're already struggling, it's only going to get harder.
And you may not think she's struggling.
Yeah.
That's where you have to do the comparing. In just what other people are telling you and what you can visually see, and then she comes home and tells you something else, like she wants to be a professional dancer, that's when there's a problem. There's no problem mm-hmm. if she's the third fairy from the left on a regional junior company and on
having the time
Tuesdays and Thursdays, you do horseback riding.
Yeah.
You know.
And she's having the best time.
And she's having the best time doing ballet and horseback riding. And she can't decide whatever she wants to do in her life, she's thinking about being a doctor. Then you go, yay, third fairy from the left. Woohoo! You know, I mean, I think that's great.
Yeah.
But you have to keep your eyes open to all that. I've seen so many mothers, and I wonder why they are still believing that their child is going to be a professional dancer, and not just a professional dancer, but an étoile. Did I say that right?
Yeah,
at the Paris Opera House. And I'm thinking, oh my goodness. And I just.
And then what I've also from that several years ago by, and then the heartbreak.
The heartbreak is horrible.
It's horrible.
It's horrible. That's all they've done. I've wasted the last 4 years of my life. It's just a horrible letdown, a horrible heartbreak. And there's nothing. They sit on the sofa for a long time after
mm-hmm.
that. They mm-hmm. sit on the sofa for a long time. And you're, what are you going to do now? I'm going to go sit on the sofa at my mother's house. And they do.
Yes.
It's horrible. Terrible.
So if you can learn early on, all right, we'll see where this goes maybe, and then a couple years it still hasn't progressed and she's still not getting into summer courses and she's maybe not getting even lead roles at the studio, maybe that's when you can gently steer in the other direction, because the heartbreak later is not worth it.
Absolutely. That's when you go to Disney World and in the middle of the roller coaster you say, isn't this fun? Let's
audition to be a Disney princess.
Audition to be a Disney princess, or... let's see about bicycling or skiing, or, you know, that track and field team that's at your school. They are really awesome.
Or you're really good at English. Have you thought
about...
Thank you.
Yes, you're really good at English. Yes.
Yeah.
Because believe me, these girls, but guys too, that are dancers, are really good at lots of other things. I have found that to be true mm-hmm. 90% of the time. They're really smart.
It's so funny. My SAB class, if those of us who were not did not become professionals, they either went to Harvard, Duke, or Brown. I mean, I had like three people in my SAB class get into Harvard.
It was pretty, just like pretty
really,
unbelievable.
Yeah.
And really, I said to Katie, you have to go take the SAT. And I don't know if you were an apprentice by then or not. I don't know if you were an apprentice that year.
I think.
Because I can't remember what year you take the SAT. We didn't do all that college stuff that everybody takes. And everybody does. And I said, you have to take the SAT. And she did not want to do it. And I said, too bad. This is the only thing I'm asking you to do for me this year. That's the only big thing I'm asking you. And oh my goodness, you would have thought I was asking her to just quit everything and come home and dig ditches. But she took the SAT. She did not study a lick.
Nope.
And I said, all you have to do is get a high enough score so you could get into a state university school. And she did much better than that with no studying. And I'm not trying to, you know, say, oh, okay, you're so smart. I'm trying to say most of these people.
Most of us did really well.
They do really well. And it's because their brain is functioning and it's firing on all cylinders and they have to do more than one thing at a time.
Contrary to popular belief, you cannot be a stupid ballerina.
No, I've never seen one.
No.
Never.
No.
Even people we think are like,
quote unquote, yeah.
They're really not. Yeah. They're really not. And we find that out later.
Yeah.
Or we did find that out later and now we know better. But
read your child. And because the heartbreak's not worth it.
Okay.
Tip four,
last but definitely not least, is to be absolutely proud of your child and supportive no matter where they are in life, no matter what they're doing, if they really are at home digging ditches because they couldn't figure out what to do after they were dancing, you have to be supportive of that and you have to be proud of that. Otherwise, you lose them. So that's back to, I think, either number one or two. I'm not sure. But in this dance career especially, you have to be supportive of them. If they're already a professional and they call you and they say, you know, I want you to come up, but I don't want you to come up yet because I'm not anything. Remember to say this. I want to come see you be waving the third rose from the left. And
yes.
I'll be so proud of you.
Yeah.
And that's what you have to do. And you have to say that and, you know, break down and cry if you have to and have an argument over it if you have to.
Yeah.
But, you know, support your child as much as you can. And I don't mean, I mean, support them if they're not doing well and you want to steer them in another direction too. Support that steering in the other direction. But once they're in and they're up there, you really need to be supportive because there is nobody they want to please more than you.
Yes.
There's nobody they care about more than you at that time. I don't care how many millions of friends they have. And I don't care how many besties they have. They still want you to be the one who's proud of them.
Yeah, when you would come to the ballet, and it was like, you were in the house and Peter was in the house, guess who I was worried about more?
Which is so funny.
Yeah.
So funny.
And but I also say, you're the mom. Mom was like the mother mascot of the company while I was there.
Well, I wasn't.
Everybody
trying to
knew
be.
Her because she was so sweet, and she would sit in the third row with binoculars.
Third row binoculars, but you know that sounds terrible. But I really liked to look at the costumes, and I knew I wasn't going to get up close, so I put my binoculars up so I could see all the sparkles and the detail and the lace and all
the shoemakers
and oh my gosh, look at those earrings! Yeah, the shoemakers. I could see everything. It was really terrible. But
then the obviously being so close, you can see maybe the 1 to 7 rows, but the reflection would get the binoculars, and so everybody would say, "Okay, your mom's here.
Your mom's here." And I'd see people. Then I'd see people. You know, I'd see
whoever
I knew. They would come back out, and they'd look right at me because I thought, "Oh no, she found my binoculars."
Yeah, great.
And, you know, but I would just smile as big as I could to let that other person's child. I mean, this is someone I don't know their parents, maybe, but I knew them, and I would just smile as big as I could so that. If they could see me, they'd know I was so happy watching them. And I always was.
And a lot of them would say, my parents never come, so it's really nice, even though she's not my mom. You know, so be that parent. Be the one that goes all the time.
If possible.
I mean, you came. I did, 46 Nutcrackers my first year?
Oh, that first year, I think I saw almost all of them.
No, I don't think you saw all of them, but you saw a lot of them.
I saw a lot.
Then by the end, you started coming for Act 2.
Yeah, I came for Act 2.
Yeah.
Can I buy a half a ticket?
Yeah.
You know?
Just
and,
Act
and
2.
And by the way, don't think because your child is in a company that you're going to get a free ticket. Because that is not what happens.
But you will get comps or something, but it's...
Sometimes you can
weird.
Get comps or you can get something in a little room off to the side that you can sort of kind of see.
Yeah, it's not the greatest seats
it's
in the world.
It's not the greatest, but you'll get at least get in the house, which is great. And, you know, we took advantage of all that too, but mostly it was fun to come and just sit and watch. And I know she probably thought I was bored to death, but but the first half, let's face it, the first half is all the little
kids. Children.
The little children. I thought, I don't really need to come for this anymore.
But by the end, the ushers knew your name.
Ushers. They were very kind, very nice ushers in that theater. And people know people who go all the time. And while I did not go all the time, there are people that go a whole lot. And they don't have a dancer in the company.
I think probably the whole time I was at City Ballet, you only missed one big role. And that was Divertimento 15. But because I think we were in Saratoga. I don't think I did it.
No, you were in Paris.
Oh, you were
And we
in
didn't
Paris.
Get there till the next
That's
day.
That's right. Okay. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, I know not everybody's parents can do that, but just be proud of your kid.
Absolutely.
Because they want to please you more than they want to please their director. Speaking from my perspective. My mom's here.
I'm honored that you said
boy.
That. Yet at the same time, it frightens me to death. You don't know what's going on in their head, but be proud of them no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's probably the four big ones.
That's awesome, Mom. Thanks so much.
You're so welcome.
Yeah,
I'm so happy
we could,
to do this.
We could chat for another hour or so.
And we will about the dog snoring in the laundry.
Yeah, we got to go do laundry now. So if you guys enjoyed this, please leave us a comment or write me or comment somewhere if you liked having Mom on here, if you have any other questions for her, and we'll get her back on here another time.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
Actually, I'd like that a lot.
Yeah,
thank
do
so
like
much.
A do like a mom Q&A because it's also helpful what you guys want to know. So this is just sort of an initial episode. Maybe we should do a chat show. I don't know, but Sheila and Katie chat show.
It's only okay if you do the makeup.
Okay. All right. Well, but Mom, I just want to thank you for all the support you gave me over the years because so many dancers don't have that, and their parents disown them because they want to be dancers, and you guys just made it all possible. So.
Thank you so much. It was
thank you.
It was our joy in life.
Yeah.
To
Dad didn't quite always get it, but he
was 100% supportive.
My favorite line from Dad. My favorite line. It'd be some like, you know, second half of Juliet or something. Some like, you know, dramatic role. And he'd be like, you know, I wish you'd smile more.
Exactly.
And I'd be like, Dad, I'm dying.
I'm ready to stick a knife in me, Dad.
Yes. But, you know, you guys are always supportive and that means the world to me. So
we love doing what we're doing now too.
Yeah. I mean, I will say Mom you guys didn't quite get all this at first, but
goodness.
You were always proud of me about it, but you didn't quite.
No,
she was like, what are you doing?
Really?
Really? YouTube, what are you doing?
I don't get it at all. There are days when I still just doesn't quite the The information doesn't quite go all the way around my brain, and I don't understand it. But I'm so happy that you're doing this, and so happy that there are people. It makes me really happy when I read some of the comments, and they're so thrilled to have you tell them this, that, or the other thing. And that, it makes me happy. So.
Yeah, because you remember 16-year-old Katie Morgan who would have killed for this stuff. Yeah.
You would have died to have talked to Jennifer Ringer in particular.
Yeah. Yes. Jenny Ringer, director of the Colburn School. Look it up. It's a great school. Mm-hmm. All right, so we're going to end it there. So thanks so much, Mom.
You're so welcome. Thank you.
You can follow me on YouTube or Facebook. Just type in Katherine Morgan and I should pop right up. You can also follow me on Instagram at Katherine_Morgan and on Twitter and Snapchat at Katherine_E. Morgan. Thank you so much for listening, and I will see you guys next time.